This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. An official from the World Health Organization said Tuesday that the outbreak of the novel coronavirus around the world will not stop anytime soon, and countries need to step up to slow down the virus transmissions. The WHO's regional director from the Western Pacific told a virtual news conference that there were still no specific treatments or vaccines available against COVID-19. While several companies have started undergoing clinical trials of the vaccines, none are yet available for public consumption. Infections from the virus have exceeded 770,000 cases worldwide, killing more than 37,000, with the United States, Italy, and Spain overtaking mainland China, where the virus originated late in 2019 in confirmed cases. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says human testing of its experimental coronavirus vaccine will begin by September, and says the vaccine could be available for emergency use by early next year. The company said that it jointly committed more than $1 billion to develop and test a vaccine along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It said if human trials of the vaccine are successful, it is prepared to produce more than 1 billion doses of the vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from his hopes for an Easter rebirth for the nation's economy after doctors presented him with grim projections on the coronavirus pandemic. They warned that even if the economy remains shut and most Americans stay in their homes, the virus could still leave 100 to 200,000 people dead and millions infected. The totals would be far worse if the nation reopened. Mr. Trump sided with the doctors over the economists. At least for now, he does remain torn between fighting an invisible enemy and protecting the nation's bottom line. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Spain became the third country to surpass China in the number of cases of coronavirus behind the United States and Italy. More than 6,000 new cases were confirmed Monday, with 812 deaths. Spanish authorities put the country on lockdown 2 weeks ago to try to stop the rapid spread of the virus. The tactic has been used by governments all over the world, including new restrictions Monday in Moscow, allowing people only to leave their homes for essential jobs, shopping for food or medicine, or for a medical emergency. The United States is backing Taiwan's observer status in the World Health Assembly, the decision-making body of the World Health Organization. The support comes at a time when Washington is sounding the alarm on foreign governments' disinformation campaigns calling out China, as questions rise on China's influence over the WHO amid the COVID-19 pandemic. At least 24 people who took part in a religious gathering in an area of the Indian capital tested positive for coronavirus. India has registered more than 1,000 cases of the new virus, of whom 32 have died, despite a nationwide lockdown to contain it before while it's being in place. As many as 1,500 Muslims from India and other countries had attended a congregation of Islamic preachers, out of which several developed symptoms of the virus. As a cruise ship stranded at sea with dozens sick and four dead makes for Florida passengers who have been confined to their rooms for more than a week are anxious for relief, hoping that Governor Ron DeSantis will change his mind and allow them to disembark despite confirmed coronavirus cases aboard. Officials in Afghanistan said Monday at least 21 security forces have died in the latest Taliban attacks, and a planned prisoner swap with the insurgent group has been delayed once again. The deadliest violence occurred in northern Takhar province, where Taliban fighters assaulted several government outposts. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the raid killed 14 Afghan forces and a civilian. The latest violence comes as a spokesperson for the Afghan National Security Council confirmed that a long-awaited prisoner swap process, which was supposed to start on Tuesday, has been delayed. That swap is one of the key provisions in the U.S.-Taliban agreement signed on February 29th. Requiring Kabul to release up to 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 detainees. And organizers for Tokyo's rescheduled Olympics have announced that the new dates for the Summer Games will be July 23, 2021 to August 8, 2021. The head of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee, Yoshiro Mori, announced the decision Monday after consultations with the International Olympic Committee. The IOC announced last week the decision to delay the games due to the coronavirus. Reporting, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.